one of the directors told me, as a whisper, that there was a takeover on the cards, and the chances are Jobs would go. So it was a sort of decision then. By that time I was married, and we had Graeme, who was two at that time. And we knew that the shopping kit Michael was up for sale.
Yeah.
And I knew I was about to be made redundant. And I thought, I'm quite fancy going back to Carmichael, you know, because that's where I grew up. Change of career. Isabel had stopped working because she'd had Graeme, she's a teacher, she'd given up working to look after Graeme. So we decided to take a gamble and sell the house for stayed in Monifieth, sell the house in Monifieth and buy one of three shops in Carmichael, which we did. And the rest, as I say, is history, really. Just one of the other shops closed down, Harley's shop, and we bought it and turned it into a house to eliminate the competition. And then the other shop, which was a post office and paper shop, for one reason or another, it closed down as well. And so we ended up with being the only shop post office in the village.
Right, okay.
So, sold that in 1995 and kind of moved into the holiday cottage business then. So that was another career. So, yeah, that's the sort of history. Yeah. Me and Michael so, left and went back, basically.
Yeah, that's, I mean, some people like would say that's quite, you know, it's not like so typical, you know, you would go from somewhere and go back.
Most people, they either, you know, when they left school 15, they either got a job locally and stayed. And are still there yet, you know, I've got friends that did that. Others like myself maybe left school later, went to college, or went away to work somewhere else and didn't come back. And I know people like that. I know one or two who have come back. But we very definitely went back, and it was quite a conscious decision. And don't regret it, actually, because we ran the shop for 20 years and there were 20 very enjoyable years, actually. Yeah.
So 75 to 95.
Yes, exactly. 75 to 95. Yep.
So, what was it called?
Well, we just called it Carmichael Stores. Rather than put our name on it, we called it Carmichael Stores, and ran it as Carmichael Stores. And it was really, it was almost the hub of the village. The shop, the shop, and the garage across the street were where it all happened, really. And that's where people met to turn over the world and gossip and again, even then, you know, the village was quite, everybody knew each other. It's still slightly different now, you know, not everybody knows everybody now, but even up into the 90s, I think everybody knew everybody, and it was a good social atmosphere about it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed running the shop. It's quite hard work, actually. Your granddad will tell you the same about the garage. I mean, it was 7 days a week, and it was
right.
10, 12 hours a day sometimes, you know, both of us, because we passed a lot of time across the street talking to each other. But yeah, I mean, it was, you were working for yourself, and you were doing a 7-day week and doing a lot of hours, but at the same time it was enjoyable.